Hey there, welcome to the Ask Megan segment. On Fridays, I am quickly answering your burning questions about your body and your self-care habits because I really want to help you get unstuck in just simple ways and gain that confidence that you need. So let's jump straight in and hear the question of the week.
Hi, Megan. My question for you is, what kind of snacks can I try to keep on hand for my kids, specifically to get them some more protein? They're actually pretty good about grabbing fruit, but especially my oldest boy, I just think his snacks need some extra protein. I'm also looking for budget and rural-friendly ideas, as we don't have a Costco or Sam's Club nearby. Thank you.
This is a good question. It's always so tricky to feed our kids good food because, you know, it comes down to like knowing what to feed them, but also making sure that it's staying budget friendly, which is really tricky too. And then if you throw some picky eaters into the mix, oh my goodness, it can make it so difficult. So knowing what to feed them, obviously we can use our really basic framework of eating your pros, protein, produce at every meal. The same thing I teach you. This is so easy for kids to understand. I find that even us as adults, it's really complicated to think about food in a larger construct, like macronutrients, and this is how a healthy plate should look, and like eat your pros. Like that makes it so simple. And I find that kids can pick up on that really easily too. When you're helping them put together a meal, even toddlers, you can be like, hey, where's your protein here? Where's your produce? And then as your kids are getting older, you know, my oldest is 12 and he's creating a lot more of his own meals now at this age. And so having him check in and be like, hey, buddy, where's your protein on your plate? Where's your produce on your plate? It's just a really easy way to make sure that they are choosing the right food. So I love to make lists of foods that will work. And then you can tailor these lists to you. So this is where we can get to, you know, finding those budget-friendly options and dealing with picky eaters and knowing, okay, here is the list of foods that you can draw from, especially when you find yourself facing those decision fatigue moments, right? Because there's often a lot of these times where you're like, oh, I know I'm supposed to eat protein, but I just literally cannot think of protein ideas. I don't even know. And so then you skip it. And I do this a lot with people that come to me and they're like, Megan, I really don't like veggies. I have a hard time eating veggies. I'm like, well, you know, let's make a list of veggies that you do like. And chances are the list is probably a little longer than you think. And usually there's, you know, cucumbers and cherry tomatoes. And I'm like, great. It's an excellent place to start. Let's at least make sure those things are always in your shopping cart. And then we'll just start to grow from there. So the same idea with protein. Let's just make a list of protein ideas that your family enjoys, that your kids like, and then we'll grow from there. Because the biggest thing I want is to make sure that in the moment, you're able to think of more than just two things and you're not encountering that decision fatigue. All right, so here are a bunch of high protein snack options for your kids. So yogurt is the first thing that came to my mind, and especially Greek yogurt, because it does tend to have a lot more protein in it than regular yogurt. But double check, because a lot of flavored yogurts out there have so much sugar and it's an intense amount of sugar. I really like the Chobani brand where they have the less sugar, like the 2 grams of sugar. That's great. Versus like the squeezable yogurt packets. Oh my goodness. Sometimes those have as much sugar as like a can of soda. So just be careful on the yogurt front. Cottage cheese is another great option. My kids love cottage cheese. I know some kids really don't. Cottage cheese is pretty cheap actually. And you can top it with berries or bananas or apples or pear. Really yummy. Smoothies is another great way to get your kids some protein. I even suggest having like an activity as a family of putting together freezer smoothie packs. And in fact, I have a video on YouTube showing you how to put together these freezer smoothie packs. So you have all the ingredients in a like baggie in your freezer. That way, when your kids want to make their own smoothie, all they got to do is pull out a baggie and dump it into the blender. Add a little bit of milk or water or almond milk or whatever. And that way they don't have this, you know, the counter full of ingredients all over it makes your life way easier. So I'll make sure to link that video in the description. Also, good ideas are string cheese and cheese packs. This is probably your go-to already. Keep in mind that kids don't need quite as much protein as you do, mom. Okay, so it's okay if their snack or their meal is coming in only around like 10 grams of protein. It's totally fine. You need a little closer to 20 or 30 grams, but if all they're having is a string cheese for a snack, you know, that's not going to cut it for you, but for them, that's probably just fine. Same with like trail mix packs. I like to make my homemade, like make my own trail mix from the bulk section of the store. So if you just go to the bulk section, you'll find like raw almonds, you'll find pecans and walnuts and a bunch of different nuts and seeds, and you can blend them all together. And that's a much cheaper way to create trail mix. You can even find, you know, like raisins and dried cranberries and those kinds of things to add to it. Keep in mind that deli meat, like sliced turkey or sliced chicken, is another great option too. You can wrap it around that string cheese. Easy, easy snack for the kids. So is like nut butters. You can use nut butters as a dip, even yogurt-based dips like we use a dill yogurt, like a Greek yogurt dip that has dill in it instead of like a ranch to dip things in. Even hummus is great too. And then, of course, hard-boiled eggs. My boys love hard-boiled eggs. As soon as I hard boil up a bunch of eggs, they're like gone in 20 seconds, but that's a great option. And then beef jerky. If you can find beef jerky at a pretty reasonable price, that's really high protein as well. So hopefully that gives you a bunch of high protein options that your kids might actually enjoy, that they might like, that you can keep on hand. But the most important thing is that you're getting the ideas out of your brain and onto a list so that you can visually see it when you can't come up with other ideas, all right? The same goes for any other category of food, especially vegetables too. Just make a list of ideas. That way you don't have to deal with decision fatigue in the moment. All right, friend, hopefully this helped you out. And hey, if you have another question for me, maybe this triggered something that you could really use some more help with, just head to vigeofit.com/ask and record a quick message for me and I will answer it for you on an upcoming episode. I would love nothing more than to help you get unstuck and feel like you're doing a little bit better for your self-care. All right, friend, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I will meet you back here on Tuesday. Until then, be strong.